That's Jasmine Mary with In a Field, their new single out on Friday. I'm joined by Jasmine in the studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How you doing?
I'm well. I'm frazzled, but I'm well.
Frazzled but well. Aren't we all a little bit on this Tuesday? Thank you so much for coming in. I'm so excited to talk about the song and the show that you've got coming up. So lots of exciting things happening.
Yeah.
I quickly want to touch on the fact that I saw you with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra last week, and it was just such an amazing show, and I particularly loved your performance.
Thank you. It was a hoot. It's the most fun I've had in a while, actually, being a part of that.
Yeah, such a cool thing to be a part of, and yeah, just overall.
Dream shit. Yeah.
Nice. Love that. The new single, In a Field, is just so stunning, and I want to talk a little bit about where the meaning of the song kind of came from for you, because it's got this beautiful feeling of surrender to it almost.
Yeah, I think I'm always reaching to be more hopeful.
Mm.
Like always reaching to be hopeful. I think it's really rebellious to be hopeful.
Mm.
And it came after a lot of different endings, like lots and lots of endings, and was the first song I wrote after, yeah, a million endings. So maybe that's what it is. There's nothing you can really do in an end other than surrender.
Wow. Beautiful. I mean, I think the arrangement of it as well really complements that so well. Is that like when you're kind of starting to plan the arrangement, is it always going back to that core feeling of the lyrics and relating it to
that?
Yeah,
it always comes sort of the song first, and the song is just the lyrics and the melody and the chords, and then the rest comes after, I think.
Hmm.
So trying to stay true to that, yeah. I love Louisa Nicklin played the horns in this, and I adore what they do. I think it's really great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love the cross-pollination of all the different artists and how you see those influences kind of come to life.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of relates a lot to the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra as well, like in terms of, I don't know, collaboration and the uniqueness of that in Aotearoa.
That's where it's at. That's how to create something beautiful, I think.
Mm. Beautiful. This is the first release for a wee while from you. What's the journey to the song and perhaps a new era kind of been like?
We actually, this is the first time the people on this song was Arahi and myself. And so Arahi plays drums in Jasmine Mary, and we were on tour, the last Jasmine Mary tour, which was in July last year. We had a day off, which wasn't a day off, and went and stayed at Sublime Studios.
Mm.
And we did this song and some Pony Baby songs. So it was recorded actually quite a while ago, which is not like me to wait to release it. But yeah, that was a different vibe for me working with just us two in the space.
Mm.
Yeah, a new era. I don't know. I'm always just following what it just, you just happen upon it, don't you? Mm-hmm. A new era.
Like yeah,
you
just, I guess so.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of method to the madness, but
I wish there was, but
happen.
Just sort of, yeah, just growing or trying to anyway.
Mm. It feels, the music always feels organic from you, I'd say, in that way that it doesn't feel I don't know, calculated.
I think I'm actively trying to not calculate. Like I think that's a harder thing to do, trying to not think about it.
Mm, beautiful. I'd love to talk a little bit about the visuals for this song as well, because you've collaborated with Annabelle on the video for this, correct?
Yeah, Annabelle's my guy.
We love Annabelle.
Annabelle Keane, yeah, who's wonderful. Yeah, so worked with Annabelle on the video, who did two on the last record as well, and probably, and hopefully, if we keep getting along, we'll do many more. Yeah, I think Annabelle's just a really, really good listener, and so is good at understanding what I want to do. And that is, we work with a really, really small team, and that's really nice, and it's all really collaborative, which is how you want something to be, I think.
Mm.
So it was us and Amber Liberté, who's a choreographer, and that was it really, and a friend, John, in the room helping out. So a really small team of people to make something which I really like.
Yeah, cool. Was there a particular kind of reason behind the monochromatic vibe that's going on?
Is that the like the black and white thing?
Yeah.
I just think it's pretty.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's like really captures the simplicity of the song in a really beautiful way. I was just wondering if there was kind of a...
Oh, never that I know until later. I really like the void of it. Like
yeah.
The being, the body being in this big void of darkness. I like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. To celebrate the release, you've got a show next Friday, November 1st.
Is that next Friday?
Oh my gosh, no, it's the Friday after.
Thank
Sorry.
God, no, that's okay. Imagine. Oh my, I just had like a small.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to do that to you.
So it's two Fridays. That's okay. No, it's two, yeah, it's in 2 weeks at the Glen Eden Playhouse Theatre, which is a great, very old little theatre in Glen Eden, which is not far, and it's by the train station next door to the RSA. And it's a fully seated show with the full band.
Beautiful.
And Pete Moriarty is opening, and you haven't heard of him, but you will. You should come. He's a wonderful electronic artist.
Brilliant.
And I won't say who he is. That's it. Yeah, come along and
I
see.
I love that you have an electronic artist opening for you at a theatre.
Come and
great.
Sit down and listen. Yeah.
Beautiful. We were talking before about the decision to have the show at a theatre, at a sit-down kind of larger space that still captures that intimacy. I think that's a really cool decision and perhaps something we're not seeing heaps of at the moment.
Yeah, I think we just, we don't have a lot of sit-down venues, really. Mm. I mean, the Hollywood in Avondale's great. That's the one I can think of. But, yeah, really wanting to create a space for people to sit down and listen, I think, yeah.
Cool. And yeah, I mean, a theatre feels so fitting for your kind of music and your performance. I was just thinking, last time I saw you was at, well, not last time, but one of the last times I saw you was at The Other's Way last year, and you had your ghost friend dancing around in the background.
Ah, yes, my ghost.
Can we expect more ghosts or?
Maybe not the ghost, but something. There's okay. always going to be something.
Good.
Maybe not the dancing ghost, but there will be something. There's always something.
Okay. I'm excited to there's see always, what yeah. the antics are.
Yeah, there'll be something.
Beautiful. Well, you're going to play a song for us. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What song are you going to play for us?
Have a sip of my beer. I'm going to play a song called Back of the Bar, which is a new one. I'm currently making an album and it's a new one.
Yay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Thank you. Whoop. Just move that little microphone there.
Yeah, nice, good.
Do that properly.
Good.
Not drop the guitar. I'm a professional. Apparently. Take hold, your ideas. It's the back of the bar, and nothing's real here. And I'm happy in the hole than I've ever been. And I'm happy in the hole than I've ever been. Soup
and cinnamon,
your biggest mistake was thinking you knew what I meant. Your biggest mistake was thinking you knew what I said. Your biggest mistake was thinking you knew what I meant. What's your choice of poison? Is it me? Push me against the wall of my mind. What's the choice of my mind? What's the choice? And I'm happy in the house than I've ever been. And I'm happy in the hole that I've ever been. amphetamine. Your biggest mistake was thinking you knew what I said. Your biggest mistake was thinking you knew what I meant. Your biggest mistake was thinking you knew what I said.
Thank you so much, Desmond Murray, for coming in and having a beautiful corridor with us and sharing a beautiful song. You can catch Jasmine, of course, anytime. You can catch Jasmine at the Glen Eden Playhouse Theatre Friday, November 1st. Tickets from Under the Radar.